Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, looking for Christmas, you are waiting for gifts from Santa Claus, right? Do you remember your childhood? Well, do you remember the surprise gift that was presented by your friend on your birthday? Well, there was a Christmas last year, right? Did you receive great presents from Father God? Well, we believe in Father God, and our Father God is full of love. Father God is love itself, and we have received so many gifts from Him. He created this earth, our shelter. He gives us air to breathe and water to drink and food to eat. He created all these things for us. Most of all, He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to forgive our sins. And when we accept Him as our Savior, we also receive the Holy Spirit. Salvation and heaven that can be obtained by faith are both gifts of God. There is, however, another gift given to us living in the end times. It is the power of recreation, the power that belongs to Father God, manifested through this church. We have experienced this amazing power since the start of this church. Thanks to this power, we can feel Father God who is alive in our lives. Many Christians, they meet God in their hearts, in their Christian life. Whenever they have some difficulties, they receive answer after they pray. But sometimes they all become memories. They met God and they, received answers in their Christian life. At what time? A certain time in their Christian life, they experience that kind of stuff. However, in Manmin, not only the testimonies you have through your family member, through your cell member, through your group member, you can hear all the testimonies, done by our Father God's power. And if you accept them as yours, you can meet Father God all the time. So if you open your heart and accept Father God, then whoever testimony it is, you can make it yours. It can make your experience. So your faith can grow up every day. But many Christians don't do so, because they don't have overflowing testimonies. So whenever they hear testimony, they just remember it, and then they remember those healing testimonies from time to time. But we have that kind of testimonies every day, yesterday, last month, in our lives. Through the power of God, we have experienced the power all the time. It's a great blessing. Through the power the man cannot manifest, we were healed, we received answer, we came to receive the faith, believe, and our heart got changed. So, not only our members, but members abroad who experience the power, confess that the power is the Father God's gift of love. When Senior Pastor conducted in overseas crusades, so many people abroad, experienced the power. Once they experienced the power, they, pay attention to Mami ministry. And they have many, many healing testimonies after they, they accept power of God manifested through Manmin. Because, it is, and that power is the evidence that Father God is alive and our Shinra pastor is the loved servant of God. When this power of recreation is 100% complete, what will happen? So today, I'll preach about the New Year's fourth prayer title, Power of Recreation 100% in 2020. Once again, let's take a look at the meaning of the power of recreation and how it's been progressed. And let's believe it by faith, and let's enjoy it later. So what is the power of recreation? It is the power to perform the works of recreation. So what is the work of recreation then? The works of recreation is not a work of creating something from nothing that God can do, but a work of changing regenerating or renewing the creation that has already been created. Father God created something already. And when we can change it, regenerate it, or renew it, it is called the power of recreation. Power belongs to Father God, and the power of recreation can be done in the boundary of justice, rather than, you know, and it can be done by the people who are authorized by Father God, rather than recreating something new, you know, such as earth, animals, plants, and people that God created. It is to restore the space and life that have been already created. In a broader sense, it is to utilize the space created by Father God with the power of recreation. For example, you can manage your own house. If the house belongs to you, if it is your house, even though you didn't construct the house before, someone constructed it before, right? And you pay the price, and then it is yours now. Now, you can manage whatever inside the house. Let's say, if you want to, you know, rent it to someone, you can do so. Or you can replace furnitures inside the house, or you can change the interior of the house the way you like, right? Because you are the owner of the house. And then based on the law of the country, you can find its structure or outlook. So, you know, for this meaning, I said, you know, you can manage your house. Once Father God created everything, now when creatures can, you know, manage, regenerate, or restore, or change, that power is called the power of recreation. Everything that God created is like a very sophisticated and organized system. Even for the earth where we live in, you know, God built the ultimate in automatic system for human beings to live in. You know, the same is true of people and animals and plants. So if you understand its, you know, system and principle 100%, then you can freely manage it. Therefore, if we complete 100% of the power of recreation, we can accomplish the great and amazing things by recreating not only the earth, natural environment, or human body, but also our mind. Since you have been experiencing this amazing power in your life, you can easily understand the power of recreation. Let me tell you more for your better understanding. Let's talk about some advanced in the science that we can experience in our everyday life. You know, the development and advance of science, whenever I studied it, I was surprised. Wow! Human knowledge and human technology, you know, advanced so much. So as you listen, you will say, wow, it's amazing. The earth and the system the man creates and science, when they are worked together and combined together, you know, it makes our living in a more pleasant. You can say that. One thing that you have to think about is that even the technology and science of man can improve like this. What about the power of Father God? You gotta feel that and you gotta understand that. In our everyday life, when science technology applies to our life, it can create a new space. Nowadays, you know, you heard about IoT, right? Internet of things. Well, it can be defined in many different ways. Simply put, it is to connect everything through internet, like in the man, things, space, and data. They're all connected through the internet. And, you know, people can connect all kinds of data from it and analyze it and provide better service to people. For example, let's say an alarm is, you know, there is an alarm goes off in the morning, and then the light turns on and curtain, you know, opens up. However, the alarm, you know, went off earlier than before. Why? Because there will be traffic jam. It is expected. So smartphone knew, expected it. So, you know, the alarm went off, you know, half an hour earlier. So after a shower, you went into the room, and then the smartphone and the recommend, you know, proper, you know, the fits. And the coffee maker, in the coffee maker, you know, then drips coffee. And then after after your breakfast, you go out, and then there is, you know, this car is already started, and it is warm inside already, according to the temperature. Do you utilize this? Well, I was surprised to hear this. Wow. Well, it's not for everyone yet, but it is possible. So if you have a smartphone, you know, you use the alarm system, right? And then this alarm system can go off, you know, earlier than expected. Why? Because there will be a traffic jam expected on your way to work because there is a traffic accident. So smartphone knew it, and it goes off earlier than expected thanks to the advanced technology. You know, many people, you know, studied, researched, and created this like this. But think about power of our Father God. Even man can do this. And our Father God knows our heart. Then there will be even greater power, right? So we have a great expectation for this power. Many people of God, those Christians, if they can bring down such power of God, you know, it's beautiful, right? Now, everybody uses a smartphone. But what about in elderly people? You know, they just only use it to communicate, to take phone calls, or some people even don't know, you know, how to send a text message. They just, you know, use smartphone to, you know, pick a phone or, you know, make a call, phone call to someone. But there are young men, you know, they search the browser, they send money, they transfer money, they take care of all the bank jobs on their smartphone. They can do many things on their smartphone. You know, they can, you know, listen to their favorite music. They can send email through smartphone. Or, you know, they can set their own, you know, alarm and stuff. Not only for in the morning calls, but for many stuff. But they use the smartphone in many areas. See, depending on man's ability, depending on the user's ability, the smartphone's, you know, usability can be, you know, even greater. Many people use it differently. Now, there is power of God, and we believe in our Father. Now, who can receive answer and others can't? Who can manifest the power of God and others can't? Man of God can manage and manifest the power of God, but other people can do so. It is different, right? Now, when some people say, how can it is possible only for that man, for that specific man? Well, he doesn't have any idea, even about the technology. It is so easy to understand, isn't it? I told you about IoT, right? Now what about according to the life patterns of family member, the smartphone can adjust in the humid and the temperature inside the room. Or you already watched it on in a TV as advertisement. Now, the air conditioner inside the car can be adjusted automatically thanks to IE system, an AI system of the car. The humidity is adjusted and the temperature is adjusted. And what about the light? All those things are automatically adjusted. Or you can give command through your verbal command. Turn on, Siri, turn it on. You heard it, right? There are so many things, and technology is advancing like this. However, those people who have never used it before, you know, they will say it's amazing. People from the past will say, wow, is it possible? No way, you're lying. Because they've never experienced it before. But we are experiencing the power. But the worldly people say, you know, I cannot believe that. But you got to understand that. They have never seen it. They've never experienced it. But we did. And we got evidence. So you got to show the evidence. Then even though they cannot believe it, you know, they cannot deny it, deny the fact. Is it true? Dragonfly can affix to, can sit down on the people's finger? And then the dragonfly even, you know, folded his, you know, legs in order not to hurt, you know, sensitive skin of a baby. It is the work of God. We experienced it. So we can see it is a delicate love of Father God. You know, He loves us and He gives us grace. We experience them all the time. But other Christians don't believe them because they've never experienced them. So you gotta understand that a tremendous amount of blessing you are receiving. You said, you know, your jaw was dropping when I explained about the IoT, right? So we are enjoying the advancement of the technology. People from the past will say, wow, well, is it true? I saw it only in a movie, sci-fi movie. But we can feel it. We can experience that. So as I prepared for this message, you know, I thought about this. When I heard about, you know, heaven, all those amazing things, you know, I was amazed by the things happening in heaven. But as you listen to this kind of, you know, technology, IoT, you know, we can expect that. Through man's ability, this kind of technology has been developed. But the power of Father God, what would happen in heaven? So we gotta long for that power. We gotta pray for the power. Through our senior pastor, the power of recreation is, you know, manifested. Not only for our pleasure, we have experienced the power. Those who never experienced would say no to them. They would not believe it. But it is a fact. It is the truth. It is true. We experience them. So we expect for power of recreation. We never say it is impossible. Why? Because we are experiencing all the time. Those things, unimaginable things, it was manifested by power of our shepherd. So we don't worry about them. But by faith, we gotta pray for more of it. Now, there is even more systematic and automatic structure. If you look around the nature itself, the space and nature, the ecosystem has very strict principle and system. Nature's ecosystem works despite the will of man, but all things are worked properly for mankind. It is the providence of Father God's, you know, creation, and it is His power. But once the order Father God has set up breaks, there is a problem. As I told you during the New Year Day service, there are so many natural, you know, disasters and catastrophe happening around the world. Last year, there is a great fire in Australia. It is still ongoing. It is a catastrophe. It is a huge catastrophe. All those, you know, such, you know, natural disasters are happening around the world. So you gotta wake up all the more. So many people, you know, destroyed the nature. And the ecosystem collapsed. And the natural disasters are more frequently occur. However, the power of recreation can prevent natural disasters. In case it already happened, we can make the loss we can make the damage loss. And Father God wants to give only the good things to people. So we gotta operate the space with the heart of God, and then we can adjust the space optimal, following the law of justice. Let's say there is a natural disaster in a country, or a disease prevail in a country. Now, a citizen, or a couple of citizens request of prayer, but that is not going to work. At least a person in charge, or, you know, specifically a head of a country or a nation, in the request for prayer, you know, then, you know, by prayer, you know, those problems can be solved. That's the power of recreation. These kind of works, we have experienced them. Thanks to senior pastor's prayer, it started to rain. When there was too much rain, the rain stopped. When there was a typhoon, the typhoon changed its course or typhoon disappeared. We experienced them a lot. These kind of works of power. So, you know, the things that I just mentioned are natural disasters, the natural problems of a country. When senior pastor prays for it, it can be solved. We've experienced them a lot, so it's not new. But chances are that it can happen more frequently. You know, there are so many countries suffering from, you know, less rain, but senior pastor prayed for it and it rained in 2009. And during the Israel crusade, it was a dry season and it didn't rain for months. So many Israelites worried about it. But when senior pastor prayed for it, it rained a lot and they rejoiced. It was even broadcast on, you know, on TV. When senior pastor prayed, it rained in Kenya. So many people rejoiced in Kenya. Even cattle didn't have any water to drink. But thanks to senior pastor's prayer, it rained. But what about India? When senior pastor went there, the rain poured down and people rejoiced a lot. Now, in Peru, there was too much rain, so people were suffering. But when the senior pastor prayed, but that's the screen of India Crusade, you know, there was no rain for months, and even, you know, states, you know, declared the war, water war. So in case of Peru, you know, there was too much rain, there was, you know, mountains, you know, collide, and then, but, you know, when senior pastor prayed, the rain stopped. What about typhoons? When senior pastor conducted the crusades in the Philippines, you know, the news reporters, you know, asked, the two typhoons are approaching the Philippines, but you're going to have outdoor crusade. How, what are you going to do? The senior pastor said, with courage, don't worry. Father God will stop the typhoon or change their course, so we're not going to have any problem. Just as he prophesied, and it worked. The typhoons changed its course, and there was no problem in the crusade. But that was not it. In the history of Manmin, the typhoon changed its course, and that thing has happened many times. This is the power of recreation. This is the power that Father God manifests through His people, saying that Father God is alive. I'm almighty. I can do all things. It is still happening in the church. What about air pollution? Before senior pastor's birthday, the Korea was suffering from micro dust. But on the day of senior pastor's birthday, there was no, you know, micro dust, and air pollution got cleared up, and we couldn't even breathe freely, you know, freely. But the next day, you know, the sky got cleared, and we could see even blue sky. Not only in 2017, but last year, Pastor Myung Lee went to India. And he was even, you know, broadcast on in Korea. Because of the too terrible air pollution, and the people could not breathe. It was so serious in India. The air was so polluted, but the people of India confessed, when Pastor Myung Lee comes, the air got cleaned. And just as they confessed, Father God worked, and air got cleaned. But after Pastor Myung Lee left the country, the air pollution came again. So it was due to, you know, the natural destruction caused by man, right? And then people are suffering from it. But even though in that kind of case, by the grace of Father God, through the man of people, Father God works. Through the people of God, you know, Father God works. So we should be thankful. With the power of recreation, Father God can restore all those, you know, destructing, you know, devastated things. Human body can be restored by the power of recreation. When the order of man's body is broken, there is disease. But once we restore the spiritual order by the word of Father God and prayer, that disease can be healed. We have countless experience of the healing of diseases. But when the power of recreation is completed 100%, it will much in the surpass that. Dead nerves will come back. which is happening nowadays, even the amputated body parts will be regenerated, such as in the arms and legs. How is it possible? People may say so, but you don't. Father God has been doing what, you know, men cannot imagine. And we have experienced. And some things can even be possible by man's, you know, power, right? But Father God does, you know, something that man cannot do. That power is manifested through man of God. That's what Father God wants. So those, you know, amputated in the body parts can be regenerated thanks to prayer. And when Father God's power of recreation is manifested. Now, Senior Pastor explained it in Genesis lecture. The Senior Pastor explained how man was created. God created man from the dust, from the ground. It does not mean that he molded. Okay? From the original light that came out from Father God's finger, the dust turned into man's body. And you can understand this through modern technology. A cell from man's body can be worked, and man can make an artificial human body, you know, human body parts through advanced 3D printing technology. Now, those who have no arms or legs, you know, man can create, you know, artificial, you know, arm or leg thanks to 3D printing. Now, through data acquired through a CAT scan, they make blueprints of human body parts. And by using proper material, they make proper inner body parts. They can create skin or bones or even in the blood vessel and kidney. They use a stem cell to have an artificial, you know, body part, such as like this, you know, ear. You know, the 3D paint and 3D printing created this and used it. But it costs a lot. So as you can see on screen, you know, they successfully, you know, made operation on human's body. But the success rate is quite low, right? And it's not everybody can, you know, enjoy this technology. But we know that he has testimony of a sister whose ear got restored thanks to Senior Pastor prayer. Her one ear developed well, but the other ear didn't grow well. And she suffered from this in a malfunctioning ear. But thanks to Senior Pastor prayer, that in the ear became whole, and then she could enjoy both ears. Thanks to the modern technology, people can enjoy those things, but power of God can do even greater things. Things that we have never seen before can be done by Father God's power. And this, since it is the end time, when the world is full of sins and evil, in order to show that Father God is alive, Father God gave us prayer title, The Power of Recreation. And Senior Pastor believed in 100%. And to bring down that power, he prayed with tears and filled up justice to that extent. And he is manifesting the power of recreation. And it will be complete 100% later. When Father God created man, he had the plan to create man. And according to his plan, original light came out from his finger. And the dust and the water turned into man's body. So, the light of power of recreation goes out. Part of human body can be restored. It is possible. What if the world saw people who died come to life, or their already cut limbs fully recovered by the power of recreation? Can you believe it? Yes, you can. Amputated legs or cut limbs got restored. We prayed for it. But thankfully, so many people around the world prayed for it. those who communicate with Father God said, this thing, amputated in the body, parts will be, you know, restored. He has seen it. He testified to it. So you are thrilled to hear that, right? Father God will surely do it. And that is recorded in the Bible as the scripture of this message. Ezekiel the prophet saw it in his vision, and it is actually happening now. By the power of God, it can happen. Ezekiel the prophet saw in vision. There was a sinus on the dry bone, and they became an army. When people can see these amazing works, then even worldly people cannot but, you know, possess this faith. So, the power of recreation is God's expression of His love to make even unbelieving people can receive salvation by their faith. In other words, recreation of man's heart is the ultimate goal of this power. Father God had this power, and let our shepherd manifest it. And what does He want for that? When people see this power, their fleshly thoughts are broken, they can open their heart, and they can acknowledge that Father God is alive and the Lord is their Savior. And I can believe the one who manifests the power of God, and I can believe His word. And when they acknowledge it, as they open their heart, you know, to make this happen, Father God makes His man of God in a manifest people. The first man, Adam's heart was spirit itself, but when sin entered, his heart got devastated. And Father God wants to, you know, restore man's heart so that, you know, they become man's child. So, Father God said, the highest priority of the power recreation is to apply it to man. Through the power of God manifested by our senior pastor, and since 1982, and a senior deaconess Eun-deuk Kim got burned all over her body. But she received the senior pastor's prayer. She didn't go to hospital at all. She didn't take any medicine. Only through the power of the God that senior pastor manifested, she became normal. This amazing power of God. It happened in 1982, so don't forget that. The amazing power of God. You got to remember it. You got to testify it. Every day we got so many testimonies. But such amazing testimony, you got to remember them. You got to carry them. You got to show them to people who don't know about God. This testimony is amazing, even to the eyes of worldly people. Some people testify to their healings only through their words. But we got, you know, pictures. So we got to be thankful for that. And it happened in 1980s. But the power that senior pastor manifests is even greater now. So we got to confess our testimonies like this. And we got to share those testimonies to glorify Father God. It is the life of Christians. I have testimonies in the past. Well, even it happened in the past, it is to glorify Father God. And Father God is, you know, Father God is pleased when you testify to it. So, I was healed. Father God healed me by the power of shepherd. You know, I was healed. You got to testify. You got to submit your testimony to church. And in your meeting, since it is to glorify Father God, you got to testify. You got to, you know, give testimonies. Lost eyesight got recovered. So many people got their eyesight back. Even gender of people got changed. So many people experienced it. Not only in this country, but also in other countries. You know, people's, you know, gender got changed. Some people who suffer from, you know, Down syndrome, they got healed. They were born normal. Even though, you know, their baby got, you know, examined as a Down syndrome after receiving senior pastor's prayer. There are so many boys and girls who were born like that. Through our shepherd in the Father God has manifested His power. Even dead plants came back to life. So we could meet living God, and so we try so hard to live by the Word of God. Without experiencing such power, without witnessing such power, can you say that your faith could grow up? Can you say you could, you know, work hard to be sanctified? No. We could do so because we experienced the power. There was amazing power of Father God. Even though He is invisible, we could feel that Father God is with us thanks to those evidences. So we could pray. When we pray, you know, Father God is invisible, so I cannot receive answer. However, we receive the answers, just as in the power of God is manifested. And since we experience the power, you know, we can pray as if, you know, and we can believe as we pray, you know, Father God will answer to our prayers. So we decided to, you know, we desire to be sanctified thanks to the prayer, thanks to that power. Even though we learned how to be sanctified through the words of God, without the grace that Father God gives from above, we cannot live by the word. But we experience the power. We experience the power. So we acknowledge Father God's power, so it made us change. So the power of God and in the word of holiness, they must go hand in hand. But what did you do when there was a refinement and trials of church? There are people who left church after experiencing such great power. Think of the history of Mammin. So many people were healed. So many people received answers. So many people came back to life. So many people who had no hope for, you know, their life, you know, came back to their life. They confessed. They said, you know, I will live for God. I will live for the glory of Father God. I will, you know, pay for the grace that I received from Senior Pastor. However, so many of them left. John 4:48, our Lord said, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. Even though they witnessed the power of God, they didn't have, you know, true faith. But the Lord said in Luke 18:8, I tell you that He will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth? We can see it is truly the end time. That's why we need the 100% completion of power recreation. That's why Senior Pastor is seeking for this power of recreation, even greater power. He wanted to bring it down, and He wanted to manifest it before the eyes of people. He manifested great power of God. He showed in the heaven as if they could touch it and they could see it. But some church members left the church. Some people befriended the world. And whenever it happened, you know, his heart was hurt. Even though Father God is alive, even though heaven exists, even though He showed things, He showed the evidence of power and God and heaven, you know, some people left the church. Some people doubted it. And He worried about them. He felt so sorry. All He could do was to bring down even greater power. Greater power. So that, you know, they can manage easy, happy Christian life. That's what Senior Pastor wanted and prayed for. In order to lead you to sanctification and to heaven and New Jerusalem. If you can understand His love like that, well, I will be even more fervent when you show me even greater power. No. We gotta be thankful for the grace and power that we have experienced it. And we gotta pray in order to overcome the world, in order to keep our faith. Since I stay in this church, I got good faith. Well, the enemy, devil, and Satan will bring you trials and afflictions so that, you know, you would betray and make you condemn and judge the servant of God who manifests such great power of God. The power of God is still being, you know, revealed. The whole world is, you know, watching it. But you don't receive answer, even though I pray. Some people who judge and condemn the senior pastor, well, you gotta, if you did that, you have to repent, right? Otherwise, you would not be healed. Seeing a pastor works through, you know, our shepherd's power, right? Seeing a pastor piled up, you know, justice, and he brought down this power. And I depend on it and pray for it. But some people got healed, others are not. Why? Because they judged and condemned. And because of that, you know, the power of God cannot work. Otherwise, you know, you have to pray for yourself. You got to pray for yourself and receive on your own. But since you cannot receive answer through your prayer, you know, there are people in the servants of God who pray for you. With this handkerchief, the senior pastor prayed on. So if you want to receive this prayer through the handkerchief, then you should not judge and condemn. Father God is manifesting such great power. Then how do you, why is it possible? Don't hate whenever I emphasize on the power of God. Without this power of God, how can you believe in Father God? How can you know that Father God is alive? Father God is with you. If He is with you, then you must show the evidence that you receive answer, that you are healed. If you don't receive answer, so how different are you from the worldly people? Worldly people go to hospital and they take medicine. But we receive God's prayer through the people of God and we are healed. So that's why we glorify Father God. And we testify to these healings. Then we enjoy them. We rejoice for them. And we can see how Father God guarantees the prayer of our shepherd. Our Father God is guaranteeing His power like this, manifested through our shepherd. You experience them, but you still befriend the world and you don't live by the word of God. Then the love of Father God who manifested this power, He can understand you. You're just taking advantage of the power for your own benefit. So once you experience the power, then you got to be the true Christian. You got to make your life right, according to the word of God. And if you obey like this, you will be protected in the space of the shepherd. So, I'm still receiving blessings, especially last year and this year early. And after Christmas, my tithes got increased and then I solved all those problems. There are so many people who testify like this. So what about you? And why is it happening? And why is it not happening to you? Such great power of God. We are in this church where the power of God is manifested. And why you are not receiving blessing, you gotta look back on yourself. Now when senior pastor mentioned of this power, he said like this, so far, we have experienced the power. But we just had the glimpse of the power when compared to the power of recreation when it is complete 100%. We have experienced so many power. So amazing power of God. But senior pastor said it is just that we just had a taste of it. We didn't eat them. Senior pastor said, we even need even greater power. And he prayed for it. And he is paying the price for it. And he feels of justice. And last year, we took advantage of it. When we prayed with the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on, so many people were healed. Not only in the church, but whenever we conducted overseas crusades or overseas mission, we can collect so many healing testimonies. Not only healing testimonies. Think about this. When we were with senior pastor, you had peace in your heart, happiness in your heart. You could control your heart. You had the strength to cast off sins. But when senior pastor is not around with us, in 2018, you lost your peace in your heart. You experienced difficulties and evil could not control in your heart and they were revealed. Let that, what is the advantage of being a flock of the great shepherd? So sanctification cannot be done by my own might. There must be help of the Holy Spirit and Father God. But the power of our shepherd, well, we experienced that, right? For the last 10 years, the senior pastor filled up justice for us. And after that, you received peace of mind. You got greater hope for heaven. And you could control your evil in your heart, right? So we got to hold on to this grace. And we got to work. It is so important. Father God gives you the grace. But if you ignore it, If you don't accept it, then you cannot take advantage of it. You cannot utilize it. So you got to be wise enough to acknowledge it and enjoy it. Last year alone, we glorify Father God so many times thanks to this power. So let's look at two testimonies, especially those related with the recreation. Do you remember the four-year-old Indian Mayank with the cerebral palsy, stands and jumps by the work of the power transcending space and time? Mayank had a cerebral palsy from a hypoxic brain injury. Due to oxygen problem, his brain got damaged, and doctor said he could not but depend on the wheelchair for entire his life. And chances are that he could lose his hearing and hearing ability in eyesight. There was no hope for her. But thanks to handkerchief prayer transcending space and time, damaged brain and nerve system came back to life. The baby stood up and started to walk, and he was even jumping. He couldn't walk before. He couldn't use his arms, fingers, hands. But now, like normal children, he plays with toys and he eats candy as well. He's like just a normal baby. So doctors were surprised at this case. And they are running a study on him. There are about like 10 to 15 doctors checking his body status. And the hospital pay for all the expense. Or like 50%. And I was told that the hospital was the greatest in the hospital in India. And they share the data with other doctors around the world. So who did this? Father God did this through the power of our shepherd. It is not coincidence. Without the power of our shepherd, he could not become normal like this. Those people who ignore the power, I feel sorry. If he had not experienced the power, the child would be like, some disabled child. Do you like that? People got healed through the power of shepherd. Do you want them to suffer without being healed? Thanks to this power of shepherd, those incurable diseases were healed. The doctors gave up. Just like the doctor said to this boy Mayanka, we depend on the power of our shepherd. Using this handkerchief, we prayed. Then in transcending space and time, Father God worked on him. Father God is guaranteeing the truth of our shepherd, his innocence of our shepherd. What is this? I depended on the power of our shepherd. And in the Pastor Joseph Kim in Delhi, Mammon Church depended on his father and our shepherd. Now, when you come to the special divine healing meeting starting from end of this month, you shouldn't come empty hand. You gotta show the evidence of your faith. Think of last year. Father God healed many, many diseases. But you don't give thanks to Father God. Some people were suffering from Parkinson's disease. But thanks to the power of shepherd, people were healed and they managed normal life. Then they gotta be thankful to Father God. Then they gotta give thanks, offerings to Father God. I'm not forcing you to give offerings, okay? This is what a man should do. It's natural for a man to give thanks to Father God. Father God worked greatly. Now, shouldn't we talk about these things? The amazing power of Father God. What if the Father God does not work? We got to testify Father God's power. We got evidences. But there are people who deny this. So do we have to conceal them, hide them? Worrying about what worldly people criticize this church? But they are some criticizing this preacher. So should we Should we be silent about the power of God? We cannot do so. We gotta testify to these healings. We gotta testify to the power of Father God. Father God is manifesting this power through our shepherd. He works through our shepherd. He is showing through our shepherd that He is alive. What are you short of? What should I tell you more? This amazing power, these amazing works, Father God is manifesting His power through us, through our shepherd, and we have enjoyed it. So we have managed our Christian life in fullness of the Holy Spirit. We met thanks because we met our shepherd, we could enjoy such great in the Christian life. Let this alone, we got so many things. And we can, you forgot those power many times. You got to repent of them. Some people criticize them. Some people made rumors. You could pay attention to them. Please don't. You'd better pay attention to all the testimonies, all the healing power, healing works, more. You got to remember them. You got to explain them. You got to testify to them. All the workers should testify when you evangelize people. What do you pay attention to? You got to pay attention to the work of Father God. Then you will rejoice. In this church, you manage your Christian life, so you should be happy. There's nothing difficult. You should not grow weary. There's nothing difficult. You have to testify to this power of shepherd. Some people misunderstand. Show this power. We are not lying. What if we lied? And they would criticize this church, and they got to show the evidence that we lied. But there was no evidence. How hard it is to test it, to make to write a report about healing testimonies? All the testimony, healing testimonies are checked by WCDN. Some people, got picture when they got sick, and they got after they got healed by the power of God, they testify with evidences. We gotta manage our Christian life and overcome this situation with amazing power. In addition, Ankush Nelson, who had become unconscious man from the traffic accident, he got no chance to come back to life. He was asked to prepare for his death at the hospital. But his wife wanted to receive prayer from the famous pastor. So she searched for YouTube and she connected to GCN Hindi channel. His wife was Christian. She was a member of a member of a other church. So she was preparing for her husband's death, and she was expecting to receive a prayer of a pastor. By accident, she connected to GCN Hindi channel when we had the summer retreat. Do you think it is coincidence? It is not to God. Father God planned for it, and Father God prepared for it. And Father God moved the heart so that, she would watch in the GCN Hindi channel. Why? Because to show you that our shepherd is innocent and it is the power of the shepherd to give us happiness. Not only to give happiness to her husband and then to her. It's not coincidence. It was in the providence of Father God. It was in the plan of Father God. Father God worked during the summer retreat like this. And she connected to GCN Hindi channel. And she put cell phone by the ear of her husband. And then his body moved and then he came back to senses. 3 hours later, he started to eat. Few days later, he got out of a hospital. What an amazing power. It is the power of recreation. Pastor Joseph Kim could meet Mr. Ankush when he went to mission trip. He realized that his left body got paralyzed. As he managed his Christian life by faith, now in the senses came back to his left body. If he was a Mamin member, you know, he would be, you know, completely healed. But as I told you before, you know, his wife, you know, goes to other church, and you know, so they were not Mamin members. So after he came back to senses, you know, he had some after effects of the disease, but thanks to, you know, Pastor Joseph Kim, and you know, he is recovering. So his family got entirely, you know, evangelized, and they are managing good Christian life. Other than this, people who've never walked before, they started to walk thanks to prayer of Pastor Kim Tae-sik, Pastor Lee Mi-young, and Pastor Jang Jung-yeon. It happened many times last year alone. Some dead nerve system, some incurable diseases, they were healed. So what happened after that? Not only the sick people, but their family and their neighbors could have faith, and they started to work by the word of Father God. The power of God and the glory of God was revealed even to those who believe in the power. Things that man cannot understand, but it happened, so they couldn't but acknowledge God. So thanks to this, even though there was a time of the trials and blessing, so many pastors around the world, you know, support this church. Thanks to the gospel of holiness and the evidence, they can confirm the power of holiness with the power of God. Let me introduce some in the messages from abroad. Dani Satirianto from Indonesia, pastor. As I watched so many people were healed, I could understand that how much we need the power of God manifested through our senior pastor. I believe that his power could grow stronger. Pastor Alherito Akirina of Indonesia. The more I came to know about Mamin, the more I wanted to live a holy life according to the word of Father God. And this resolution alone is a great blessing to me. Pastor Kato Uts from Indonesia. I don't believe in rumors, but I believe in the fruits of Mamin. And then Pastor Prasad Defuzak of Bangkhamway Church of Thailand. Thailand needs this power of God. Without this power, Christianity is just the one religion. There are so many religions, but Christianity is different because we got power of God. There is a Pastor Zuri Castro of Venezuela. Only this gospel of holiness can change the pastors of Venezuela and in Venezuela alone. Other pastors only deliver the message, but Mamin heals sick people. And thanks to their testimonies, we can have even greater faith and grace. Pastor Daniel Rivera of Venezuela, the ministry of preaching this gospel of holiness, and the Lord confirms that word with His signs and wonders. That ministry challenged me. I give thanks for this precious ministry. Pastor Josefina, a vision of God in Argentina. She came to know about a senior pastor through GCN. What appealed to me was his clear message and humbleness. And I came to know that he loves the Lord so much. So I couldn't miss his message. I continually listened to his messages through the internet. After I came to know about Dr. Gerald Lee, my life got changed. My vision is to follow the footsteps of Mamin. In any given situation, pastors should love souls and lead them. And this teaching was done by senior pastor, Dr. Gerald Lee. So I obey it. His ministry can change my ministry, and it brings blessings to many people who listen to him. And Sergei Belbobets of In Victory said, I thought a senior pastor is sacrificing his entire life for Father God's glory. He put more value on his ministry. So I paid attention to him, and I made a report. Right now, In Victory reports about Mamin ministry and their testimonies. And he's doing it. All the helping ministry and the summer retreats and all kinds of crusades overseas. when I managed the amazing power of healing, I could report that how Father God works in our lives, how people's life got changed through Mami ministry. And so many netizens pay attention to it, and we receive continuous testimonies. Now, thanks to mission report of Mamin, they also testify to their healing works. I've never seen this kind of devotion. I've never seen any ministry model like this. The ministry of Mamin becomes the example for Christianity of the world. It teaches us how to deal with souls. Although there were pains in the church that began in 2018, the works of power didn't stop, but the glory of Father God was revealed. However, it was not for free. Just as the message from abroad, in order to bring down this power from heaven, from Father God, senior pastor had to sacrifice himself and feel the justice. Senior pastor frequently said this, "People who could not change by the power of God, they can have true faith only after they see the power of recreation 100%. Did you hear him? Did you remember? Do you remember? So therefore, just as he said, he is feeling of justice now and he is praying for it. So we got to help him through our faith and love, and we got to pray for more, pray for it more. We believe that that power will truly lead us to New Jerusalem, so we should never cease to pray." Let me conclude this message. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, "Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth?" God of love gives unforgettable grace to everyone in this end time, when the world is full of sin and evil. He met senior pastor. He gave him the power. Now, Father God has plan for this end time. However, no matter how big the plan is, and no matter how much Father God wants to do it, it cannot be achieved unless people obey. Since senior pastor knows the great love of Father God and the sacrifice on the cross of the Lord, he's fulfilled his great and wonderful plan in obedience in this end time, even though it is too harsh road of sacrifice and devotion. He has only obeyed through by faith and love. That's why we could experience such great power and changes through the word of life. He still obeys to accomplish Father God's plan and providence. Now we trust him, so we got to understand Father God's heart more, and we got to obey him too. Let's believe in Father God who still works for us, ahead of us. May you run your race of faith by faith, obedience, prayer, and love until you see the completion of the power of recreation by senior pastor glorify God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.